Hi, Goodvach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are getting closer and closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. And with that, we are heading a little bit towards the end of Sefer Dvarim. And we have the last of the big parshiyot. There is perhaps none bigger in certain respects than Kitavah, which of course has the Tochacha, the set of rebukes and curses, which are certainly not fun, but do come with a lot of life lessons. Coupled with that, there are many, many other things of interest in this week's Parsha. And the back-to-back of Kitavo and Kitetse, which I'm sure some people do probably get mixed up, are both full of tons and tons and tons and tons of information. And interestingly enough, there's actually a sequence as far as the names go. So this week's Parsha is Kitavo, which means when you will come or when you will enter. And it follows on the heels, as they said, of last week's parsha, which is kitetse, which means when you will go out or when you will leave. So you're already starting to notice something, and it's, different before I should talk about it. Now, this appears to be logical because first you go out and then you come back. However, later in this week's parsha, it says, Baruch atah bevoecha, Baruch atah betzeitecha, which is the opposite order. Blessed will be when you will come, and blessed will be when you will go. So not go and come, but come and go. Right? So it's the opposite. So the commentary is, unfortunately, give many numerous reasons why. Now, Rashi explains that this is referring to entering this world and then leaving this world. You enter, come in, and you leave. In other words, bevoecha, you come into this world, you're born. Baruch atah betzeitecha, you'll have a long-lasting life, and you will enter into the world to come, the Olam Neshamos, with a lot of Yitzchak. Since we obviously enter the world first, it's appropriate to list this term first. Now, the Chizkuni explains it differently. He explains it as referring into battle, and then exiting battle successfully. So first you go into war, you go into battle to fight, and then you exit with your mission achieved and spoils of war, whatever it might be. But he also cites a pasuk in Parshat Pinchas, which says, Asher yetzei lufnehem, v'asher yavo lufnehem, v'asher yotziem, v'asher yaviem. Who will go out in front of them, meaning in battle, and before you when returning from battle, and that you will be able to go out and be able to come. So again, the order is kind of weird here. Go out in front of them, return, go and come. So that seems to be similar to what we were saying with Kitetse and Kitava, which is different than what we say in our parsha, Bevoecha Betzeitecha. So how do we reconcile this, right? If it's really the battle, the Chizkuni actually doesn't actually explain this, but he does note the discrepancy. There's actually a commentary called the Chanukat HaTorah. He gives a different explanation. He cites the Midrash Rabbah that this is referring to endeavors such as business deals or transactions. Because first you enter into an agreement or a deal, then after a period of time it ends, you pull your money out, hopefully with a profit and other blessing. Yet he questions this Midrash, which even though this is true, when you actually have to go out on a journey or a venture, but then you have to come back. So you're not just going out and then collecting your money, you have to go out and come back. So hold on, what's happening? Is the person coming and going? Is the object coming and going? So he doesn't like this midrash because he finds it actually very confusing, and it doesn't seem to fully answer a question. So he references Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, which we say now pretty much every day, multiple times a day, and hopefully, Hashem will bless Klal Yisrael. Hashem Yishmor Tzeitcha V'Avoecha Me'Ata Ve'Ad Olam. Hashem will guard you when you will go out and when you will come in. Again, that seems to also parallel the Kitetse and Kitavo. For now and always. This is referring to the comings and goings of a person. Now, this could be physically traveling when you go out and when you come back, or it could be going out in an ordeal or business venture and then returning from that business venture or recouping your benefits and gain your profits, things like that. But he explains that the Torah is not referring to for now and always. So, meaning that in our case, where he says, Baruch atah bevoecha, Baruch atah betzeitecha, that's not referring to an eternal problem, meaning that, it's going to be enduring and things like that. It's just a general blessing, not just. But whenever one enters into anything, be it financial or what takes upon itself a goal or spiritual endeavor, we will be blessed if we follow in Hashem's ways, regardless of how we do it. And it's going to follow the pasuk, bevoecha, when you come in and when you go out. Now, it's interesting why we specifically put why coming before going. We'll get to that in a second. But he alludes to the idea that when you are starting something, you're actually entering it, right? You may be physically going out, you may be physically going out of your home, but you're entering into a venture or adventure, or you're entering into an agreement. We use that term, entering in. So you're still coming in. So bivoecha, when you're coming into a scenario or you're coming into an opportunity, and betzeitecha, when you come back from that opportunity, which hopefully is with much success and blessing. The Hamak Davar gives a different explanation altogether. He explains the coming and going, or going and coming, not as a point in time or even a beginning and ending, but rather it's actually two different places. Let me explain. He explains that bivoecha is with your entering, which means your home, which means one's family life. Bivoecha, that which you bring in and collect and nourish together, right? You will build a family. You will bring it in. You will come in to your home and build a life, right? With your children and your children's children, extended family, right? Hashem is saying, bivoecha, with that which you bring in, you should be blessed. And the Torah adds on, not only will you be blessed with a fruitful and wonderful home, but you will be also blessed when you go out. In this case, he's referring to work in the field or any other external occupations that you have. When you are outside of your home, wherever your ventures or opportunities are, that you'll also be successful. And that's how he interprets it. Now, of course, there's many, many other explanations given for these orders. And, order meaning coming, going, going, coming. And it's part of probably hundreds and hundreds of different commentaries that explain it in one way or another in certain contexts, some in our case, some in case of that pasuk, some in case of Parshas Pinchas. And there's many instances in the Torah where it mentions coming and going, and each one has its commentaries on it. But it does show us that there's many, many ways at explaining and expounding verses in the Torah. And none of them are necessarily wrong, right? So Shiv and Panam with Torah, all of them in a certain sense can be true. They all operate in a way where we can derive meaning from them, and we can understand them in a way where we can perhaps internalize them and understand that in all of those possible ways, Hashem can bless us. We can shed light on a concept that has multiple truths and understanding, and we can enter into this to study and acquire understanding. So we can enter in, or bivoecha, right? We enter in to delve into the Torah, oseik the Torah, and then we go out, but then we bring it to others as well. We share our teachings with the world. So in that case, we come from coming to going to coming, right? We are bringing things together for us to study. We're going out to share it with others, and then we bring it back in and allow others to bring it in and take it out, and the cycle kind of repeats itself. Now, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on one of my audio or video divrei Torahs, but it's certainly in my writings. I also mentioned the fact that this trend actually continues. So we have Kitavo, which is coming in, Kitetse, which is going out, and then we have Netzavim, which is standing, and then we have Vayelech, which is going or walking. So there's actually four dimensions to this, which I'm not really going to get into so much right now. Maybe I'll talk more about it next week or the week after when we get to Netzavim and Vayelech. But there's an idea that we don't want to be static. There are sometimes you need to stand. There are sometimes you need to walk, right? You need to stand on your principles. You need to be firm. And there's times you need to move. So too, there's sometimes you need to go out and sometimes you need to pull things back. Sometimes you need to be adventurous and you need to be outgoing. And there's sometimes that you need to pull in yourself and pull in the reins and kind of be a little bit more restrained. And every situation is different. And hopefully Hashem will provide us with the wisdom that we can understand how to act. And then in turn, Hashem will bless us amazingly with nothing but goodness. See you all next week. Shabbat Shalom.